Chapter 129. Draco almost pulls it off. Harry pounded down the stairs, yelling. Quite quickly, it assembled the full set downstairs at the round outside table they'd developed for meetings. Hermione had been reading and was cross. Ron had been flying a broomstick around the enlarged room. Draco had been sleeping. No one else was there because it was well past curfew. Which reminded him to pull out the map and lay it flat on the table, awakening it and studying it carefully. Tom Marvolo Riddle was in the Great Hall with a group of his supporters, was the first thing Harry saw. But Ron was the one who said, "They've got teams blocking the ends of all the corridors that lead here. Harry, what's going on?" "He finished his business on the continent. That's what's going on," Harry said, matching name after name of ministry officials known to be compromised by the order to the parchment in front of him, as well-known Death Eaters like Bellatrix Lestrange. "Professor Snape tried to warn you," Draco said quietly, having come around to peer with the rest at the map. "Later," said Harry. "What do we do now? Try to sneak past? Get to the tower?" "They've got people outside the doors of all the dorms and the teachers' rooms," Ron commented, looking elsewhere on the map. "Keeping people from wandering into the way, I suppose." "That could be worse," Harry supposed. "Harry, what did your vision say?" Hermione asked. "This time." "He was interrogating the wand maker." "And killed him." "And then he came back to Hogwarts to threaten me and tell me to run."
"Then we don't do that," said Hermione. "This room has protections we won't have the moment we step out the door. We can't face him yet."
"He's got a whole castle full of hostages," Harry said tightly.
"Which is why we mustn't," cried Hermione.
"He's still immortal," Ron agreed. "Nothing we can do about it yet, right? We've got to keep on going."
"Still immortal?"
Draco echoed. Harry was looking around the room, searching for inspiration, for something.
"For the entrance to a tunnel."
"I think we have a way out," he told the group, and pointed.
Harry had never packed that quickly before in his life. The tunnel was narrow, dark, and Draco kept asking questions.
"What are you doing about the Dark Lord's immortality? How do you even know about it? You can't really be serious."
"I'm really serious," Harry responded. Hermione and Ron were talking up ahead.
"Then what's the plan?"
"It's a secret. I already know enough to go to the Dark Lord and bring the full force of his wrath down on you," Draco pointed out. "Right now, he's trying to secure the whole country. Don't you think he'd change priorities if he knew what you were doing?"
"I do think he'd change priorities, which is why we're running."
Harry wanted to be checking the map, not arguing with Draco.
"Harry, tell me what's going on. I haven't proven I'm on your side yet. Is that it?"
"No, that's not it."
"Then what? Why have you been so off since last year?"
"I was there on the tower."
"That?
That's why?"
Harry said nothing.
"You idiot! You moron! You think I wanted to do any of that?"
The tunnel turned a corner, and perforce Harry did too.
"I think you tried pretty hard for someone who didn't want to," Harry said softly.
"Is this really the time?" Draco asked tightly.
"No, but it's not the time to discuss immortality either."
He didn't really want to talk about Horcruxes with someone with a draw to dark arts and a penchant for attempted murder anyway. He was being unfair. He was busy being terrified.
They walked on in silence, broken by Ron including them in the conversation about where they should go next for an apparition destination.
"Malfoy Manor," Draco said. "Or did you all forget I have a family to warn?"
"Well," Harry tried. "At least Bellatrix and, Tom are here, not there."
"We're calling him Tom now?" Ron asked.
"I can't remember the sillier nicknames," Harry explained, right as they were coming up on the exit. It was at this point they met the Hogshead barman and had an interesting conversation about Ariana. Draco jittered in the background, watching the map.
"They won't be distracted forever,"
Draco said, after things with the barman had become very awkward and involved a short treatise on why Dumbledore's plans were terrible. Right, said Harry. Can you side along this many? I'll come back, Draco said dryly, offering his hand to Hermione first. She took it, and they disappeared with a whisper of sound. Malfoy Manor, it turned out, was huge, intimidating, and far too tidy. It made Harry feel like he'd stumbled into a painting. Would it kill your family to have a house with a little personality? Harry asked, not glancing at Ron, who was red-faced and obviously not pleased with Draco's fancy house. This is my father's personality, Draco retorted. See? Peacocks. He pointed at a white peacock. Harry and his friends stared at the peacock. Yeah, okay, Harry said, and followed Draco inside and up the stairs. Harry wasn't expecting Draco to disarm his mother the moment he entered the same room with her and his father. Some sort of sitting room? Library? There were chairs and books. Harry had other things to worry about. Draco, on the other hand, seemed to have a very clear plan for the engagement, catching his mother's wand in his free hand and gesturing with his wand. Sit down, mother. His mother sat, folding her hands in her lap and looking at Draco's companions coldly. What's the meaning of this, Draco? Asked Mr. Malfoy, standing. Harry and Ron trained their wands on him, but Mr. Malfoy didn't draw his. I've betrayed the Dark Lord, Draco said, so I'd like it if you would both consent to come with me. Now, someplace a little less conspicuous. Draco's mother went very pale. Lucius Malfoy appeared to be thinking quickly. He looked terrible, aged and worn around the edges. I suppose you will want to rescue the prisoners in the basement as well, Mr. Malfoy said dryly, beginning to fold his arms. Draco pointed his wand at his father. Father, so help me, if you do not sit down and stop trying to be clever, I will turn you into stone, and I'm not entirely certain I can reverse it yet. Slowly, holding his son's gaze, Lucius Malfoy said, I don't believe that to be true, Draco. Draco slashed his wand at a lamp with a viciously muttered spell, which turned to gray granite. You gave me the idea, Father, indirectly, Draco said. If you try to summon him, we will all die, I promise. Sit down. His father sat down and made a small proceed gesture with one hand. He was smiling ever so slightly at his son's fury. Draco's mother burst into tears, and Draco huffed an exasperated breath. Mother, I'm trying to be intimidating in front of my allies, he whined. Harry snorted a laugh. He couldn't help it.